Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. I'm Maxwell Gill, and I'm thrilled to be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants and Coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing a lot better. I'm on the upward swing now.
Feels great to see you back in person this week. You had to miss your second game in a row. Was this easier or harder to miss that one?
Well, the first game, I wasn't feeling too well, and, you know, I was able to see it, but, you know, it was hard. And this game, I was feeling better. I just hadn't been able to go to practice that week, and I was going to go and sort of be off to the side a little bit, and I decided the last thing I would stay and home and watch it on TV, but we weren't playing too well at the beginning, and so I went and got dressed and came to the game. I didn't coach, but I was able to talk to the coaches and so forth, and I felt what it's like to be a parent or a fan in the stands a little bit, and, you know, it was happy to see our girls respond and come back and get that win because, you know, we did play very well at the beginning of the game.
Had to feel good to have them, you know, come back from a 16-point deficit to get the victory over a MIC conference opponent in Center Grove.
Yes.
So who played well for the Giants in that one?
Well, Kristen Carter had 15 offensive rebounds, so you got to give her big props for that. I hadn't seen that. You don't see that very often. So, I mean, she did a nice job, and obviously Kansas came up with some huge plays, hit the three-pointer, and then also got a couple of steals, defended well, and then Taylor got the rebound basket there at the end to put the team ahead. So, you know, it was a team victory, no doubt, but we're going to have to pick up our play if we're going to have success the season goes long, because we got a couple of really tough games this week, and then the state tournament after that.
And the Giants host one of the top four ranked teams in the state, and the Westfield Shamrocks. What would the Giants need to do to stop this 17-4 Westfield team?
Oh, they're awfully good. They're really, really good. They got a major D1 player in Crockett, and she's a good player, and they have a good team. They play hard. So it'll be a good test. I think if you look at Westfield and Carmel, the two games we have this week, Carmel right now has their team back. They had some people out early in the year and got some losses, but they're playing as well as anybody. And then Westfield, they almost won the Hall of Fame this year and has had a great season. So it's going to be two huge tests for us. So what are we going to have to do? So what we talked about all year, we're just going to have to play hard, play harder than anybody else, and play hard together. And if we do that, you know, I think this team can really, really be good.
So as the regular season comes to an end, how important is it for the Giants to play well in these games?
Well, I mean, it's important for us to keep improving and keep getting better and keep understanding things. But, you know, it's funny. You've seen the state tournament's a different animal. And, you know, I can remember back in the 70s when Randy Whitman played here. Carmel, Ben Davis beat Carmel by 40 points the last regular season game of the year on that side, and Carmel ended up going to the state finals, maybe even win the state championship that year. So, you know, they got it together. So it's basically where you are as a team. Are you playing together? Are you believing in each other? Are you supporting one another? And those kind of things, and get in rhythm. And that's a huge part of basketball, is being in rhythm. I think IU showed that this week when they beat a very good Purdue team and then did not play so well against Michigan. So your effort together and your rhythm are huge in how you do.
Finally, Coach, the Sectional 11 bracket was announced last night. What were your thoughts on the bracket?
Well, like what I say every year, you never know. Sometimes a good draw can be bad, and a bad draw can be good. So you never know. I mean, we don't play until Friday. We got a bye. And then we're going to have to beat the two best teams in our sectional to win it. So, and that's the way it should be. And you look right on out. And, what we got to do is look at every team we play as the best team in the state that day, because it basically is. You don't get to play another one if you don't. So I'm anxious to get back to practice today and see this team get better.
All right, well, we'll take a more in-depth look at Sectional 11 matchup on the next episode. Thank you as always, Coach, and good luck tomorrow night against Westfield.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it.